And so when they send up a satellite or, you know, one of the explorers that's going out of the universe, are they still using solar energy? What are they doing? Where are they getting their power from?
Oh, you know, I should know the answer to this. I was going to tell you that I think by the time you're, is it Jupiter, that the amount of solar power is 1% of what it is here at Earth. And so you don't put solar panels on things that go out beyond Mars because it's just diminishing returns. You have a nuclear heat source, and it just stays hot for hundreds of years, and you get your heat. Between the difference between the heat of that thermal piece of reactive material and the coldness of space, you got to have a difference in temperature in order to generate power.
Some kind of Carnot cycle that it's somehow turning.
Well, it's exactly the same thing. In, you know, the coolers, you buy the cooler for your car and you plug it into the cigarette lighter and it's got hot on one side and cold on the other. And they say, look, you're getting two for one. Well, that's what a thermoelectric processor is. It takes heat from one side and puts it to the other. So you're always going to get hot and you're always going to get cold. So why not sell them both? And the junctions, they're called Peltier junctions that make those coolers, are exactly the same ones that are used in space. It's just that you put this hot piece of nuclear uranium or something on one side, and you've got the coldness of space on the other, and so you've got power for hundreds of years.